Yours. Alrighty. Meeting starts at 7:05. Please, everyone, rise.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with
in
liberty, justice,
all.
and
Watch out for your whole life there.
Yeah. Maybe I break my leg and I won't be able to come for a while. Okay.
Okay, roll call. Mr. Bittman.
Here.
Mr. Sill, Mr. Ronald Sill is excused. Mr. Bruce Sill.
Here.
Ms. Heather Buten.
I'm here.
Hallelujah. Jose Rivera. Mr. Rivera, is he online?
Yes.
Michael Kelleher.
Here.
Mr.
I'm here. Sorry.
No, that's okay. We have a quorum.
All right. Addition to deletions and acceptance of the agenda. Are there any additions or deletions? Hearing none, we'll go on. Acceptance of the minutes, being as it was not on the
The city site, well, that's tabled.
city site, we have to table that till next meeting.
Jackson.
Did you send up?
I thought I did. I'll have to look when I get home.
I went on to make a copy and it wasn't there.
It's possible. My
Okay.
mother-in-law's doing better than I am.
Public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak?
Just tell them if they're online to unmute and maybe I'll just update you on the
Yes, please. Go ahead, Ken.
kids are gonna the
Go ahead.
the senior baseball team won the state championship. There were three teams involved, and two teams ended up being 2-1, but we won the last game, so that put us into the East Regional. So now they have to go to Maine. All right, and they just said this the fundraisers, which worked pretty good. I talked to John Netto tonight, and he said that they had just about $5,000 so far. So they figured they would need about $8,000 if they advanced towards the end of the tournament. Because they got the I guess the hotel rooms are just under $150 a night. They have to get all the kids, the parents, the coaches, and whatnot, and so they should have enough money. And if there's any money left over, they're gonna give it back to the leagues, the two leagues. But it is an Ansonia, a Derby, Ansonia, and Monroe team. I don't think there's any Monroe kids on this team. If you don't know the process, we have a junior team and a senior team. You can't play juniors and high school at the same time. So if you're playing high school ball, you can't play the juniors. But once the high school season is finished, then the high school kids could play on the seniors, and that's the team that we're talking about. Some of the kids that played high school ball, most of them. And again, it's being combined is nice, but I think there's only two Derby kids on the team that actually would go to Derby High School. There's two Derby kids that are going to O'Brien, and I think the rest of the kids are from Ansonia. So that's where we are with that.
Right.
And did you want to say anything about Pop Warner now or no?
Well, I could. You want me? So
Is
during
that on the
our yeah,
agenda?
during
Are you
his
going to bring it
yeah.
up?
Well, it's not on the agenda because I made an agreement.
Okay, so just
And
so everybody knows, I told John, but they've agreed to pay. Dennis gave us one check for part of theirs, and they agreed to pay the rest of it. So that'll be finished now. No more talk about that.
So I met with them and they agreed to satisfy the debt that was created when they stopped paying for 50% of the utilities. I have representing the Parks and Rec, taking over the utilities of the Little League Fieldhouse, Little League Pop Warner Fieldhouse. And that's because of they can't seem to get along anymore. And that is not okay. So Teddy's probably soon going to be, leaving the program. I'm sorry to say that, Ken, but I'm not comfortable with the supervision at that field house without him. He's been doing it for 45 years. And I personally don't trust, and it has nothing to do with who's who or nothing. It's just how things are today. Okay. I'm not giving that building to Joe Small. So it's going to be a challenge for me with the budget because that's not, there's nothing in there for that. But we'll find a way to make sure that that's okay. I promise you that. But that's the situation. That's a City of Derby building. It's in the Parks and Rec repertoire. We have three of them now. Well, we've always had three. And I've created a system of maintenance supervision for that building that I believe to be satisfactory. And we will oversee the utility portion of that system. And that will eliminate the bickering back and forth that has been happening for the last 3 years. And that's it. So they agreed to pay
Bickering
the
pretty much has been because they don't want to pay their share.
right. And it, listen,
You know, I mean, that's,
honestly, it has to do with people,
I
folks.
mean, you and I always got along with that. We understand the city has problems, and whenever I needed money, you gave it to us, you know.
It's well, my budget. Everybody has my budget. That's what I gave to everybody. If you want to see it too, Ken, you can have it. There's zero increase. Well, I'll get into that, folks.
Right,
All
that's
right.
good.
Yeah, we're
What
gonna.
is,
Yeah, I'll get into that. In any event, the wish is that this back and forth bickering between the two programs is history.
it's not.
What's that?
Yeah, may I speak up?
Hi. Hi. Hello.
Hello?
Hear me?
Can you hear us? I hear you.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we are all on the same page. I just want to correct Dennis. There's no such thing as not bickering or not agreeing or anything like that. I've been with the program now for 3 years. Just so everybody knows, I'm the new president of Pop Warner. I do plan to attend the next meeting. I'm just waiting for us to finalize some things on our end so that we can have some true information to give you guys for next meeting.
Okay, Yami, could you please give us your name, full name and address for the record?
Sure, it's Yami or Yamilet McNeil. And then my address is 12 West 9th Street in Derby.
Thank you.
But I just want to clarify because I don't want things to end and start on negative. I mean, as far as the agreements or anything like that, that was, of course, prior to quite a few of us that have taken on the board. So there was no actual agreements or anything like that in writing. When I took over, I asked for documentation, paperwork, and receipts, which I was never given. I was just given a spreadsheet. And just like I can't just give a spreadsheet to Parks and Recs to get payments for what was already approved for our budget, right? We have to ask Dennis, whenever we are approved the 6,000, you tell us we want receipts, I show receipts and we get that money. You don't just deposit that into our account. So the same way the respect that was given with that's the respect we wanted when we asked for the receipts. But here goes to say, thank God we don't have to deal with that anymore because I just did not agree with the way it was broken down. but I just want to make sure that yes, we agreed to close it out because we're tired of talking about this. And as a new president, I want to make sure that everybody knows that going forward, we're taking a next step. There is no bickering. We're going to work together. I am all for what this program is for, and that's for the children. And I'm hoping Parks and Rec, Dennis, and Ken, you are all understanding that this is all about the children and what's best for the children. No longer of this back and forth of things that happened prior to any of us in the program.
Thank you. And for your information, the next meeting will be on Monday, August 11th, and we look forward to you being here.
Okay, I will definitely be there with my vice president and the cheer coordinator so we can give you guys updates.
I can't make that meeting.
Okay.
Listen, I'm happy with our Pop Warner's new leadership, and we're flush. Okay. And we're at the point where we're really starting over in some regards. Okay.
Yes.
The agreement was made, Kenny, 15, 20 years ago, correct?
Yeah, at least.
Okay. More than that.
Yeah.
When it burned down.
When they agreed
Yeah.
to listen, there was we used to close the building and winterize it. How this started to begin with was they actually Pop Warner had five teams and back then. And they wanted to keep that building open the entire year, which means the utilities are going to be increased. All the invoices and the bills are going to be more than they were. Because we would close the building for the winter and winterize it. So the agreement was they took over the utilities. That was a long time ago. And Pop Warner at that time, again, they had five teams. What's that mean? That means they had pretty good money. All right. So things went the way they did. And Pop Warner doesn't have the resources, basically money, that they had in the past. Because of all our programs have less participation than what we remember. Okay, so it became a problem for them to participate in the utilities financially. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. So we can eliminate that as a problem in the future, and they can concentrate on taking care of the kids. And that's how that came about.
All right.
I think I should say this too. I don't think Yami is very good, but I don't think she knows exactly what happened years ago when Pop Warner came into the Little League building. Okay, the Little League building burnt down, if you remember that. Okay, and we got that rebuilt with all the Little League did with all donations. The city didn't pay a penny. It was rebuilt with donations. And our plan was to have the area where Pop Warner is downstairs, that was going to be the refreshment stand, a huge refreshment stand on both sides. Pop Warner at that time had no place to go. No place. They were keeping the helmets, the shoulder pads, all that stuff was being held at the leadership's or the coaches'
Coaches, yeah.
homes. They kept it in their homes. And I said, it's not right that they should do that. So I said, so we gave up the area where they are there, and that was going to be the refreshment. And we gave that up so that they would have a place of their own. And we gave them the two rooms upstairs. So I don't know if Yami knows that, but that's how this all started because Pop Warner wasn't even up there. Okay. I just felt sorry. I was around then, like I am now. And I felt sorry for Pete Sacco. And those guys that had to cart that stuff from homes up to there to practice. And that's why we gave them that space. We gave up a good portion of the building so that they could have their own space. You know, and look, it's city property. It's for the kids. Like we said, we're here for the kids. Okay. And all we wanted all these years is, you know, we give our share, they're supposed to give their share. to operate because we had an agreement with Dennis that we would take care of the outside of the inside of the building. He would take care of the outside of the building. Anything that went and if it came to big stuff like painting the building on the inside or the outside, which has to be done once in a while, we would split it if we had the money. He would find the money, we would find the money. So, Yami, did you know that? She's still there?
Well,
I
I'm
mean,
sorry, I was muted.
but I don't think you knew that, Yami. That's why I said it.
No, and I appreciate that. That's why I want to say, I know it's been an issue back and forth, and I don't want to start the new, this news era of, this new, what do you call it? New leadership under the same bickering back and forth. I just want it now that this is a start, let's just start over, move fresh, and it's all about the kids. It's all I want going
That's it.
forward.
I agree, and let's just do that. Let's just start it all over. We're starting from square one again.
And again, if you, because we do have access to the system, we just need to communicate because yes, we have coaches, we have, and if we have to help in whatever needs to get done, it just needs to be communicated. We can ask, let's talk about it and not say this is just Little League's field house and we're going to do all the decisions and we're going to just let's talk about it because we can work together. You have talent, we have talent. We can put it together and it could be a beautiful combination.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else from the public wish to speak?
My name is Mark Garfala. I'm the town clerk. I'm just trying to understand this. So now the city, the Parks and Rec is going to assume more expenses on this.
Yes.
And what about the other expenses that?
Well, listen, what Parks and Rec normally kind of got involved with is pretty much going to be history. All right. This is a we cannot some of the things that we got involved with this year, not much, I think maybe $2,500, but that's not going to be there because we're taking on the utilities and the budget's right in front of you, everybody. There's no nothing there for that. Okay. So it will affect special circumstances where Parks and Rec comes up with money. It certainly will. It has to. That money will not be there. And that's it. We're gonna have a tough year, maybe putting this together. The circumstances in this city, when I sat with Brian Hall for the purpose of making this budget this year, zero increase. And that didn't afford us any extra monies to make this easier. And it's my headache, and I'm okay with it. I promise you, we'll get through it. But there's some things that I got involved with the programs that I, not me, Parks and Rec, will not be able to. Okay. If there's a big expense where, it's a $6,000 situation, and I say to Kenny, I got three, I could do three, and he says, all right, let's do it. Well, I'm not going to have the three because I'm paying the utilities.
Yeah, but they have to take care of the fields, Dennis. I mean,
Who?
look, I'm not going to be around. If I'm here for one more year, it'll be
Yeah,
lucky. I,
but what do
because
you
I
mean?
got that other money to spend. Joan Payton gave us money, and the city didn't give us money for the light. So now we still have that money, and it's going on 3 years. And I'm sure she's wondering, did Kenny spend it himself? We have to spend that money. We don't have, the city refused us two or three times already lights.
Yeah,
We got
we didn't
60,000,
have a team.
but we have 60,000. We asked for 100,000, refused. Okay, so we still have that money. So I can't let it sit there. We're going to replace the infield. I'm going to get rid of that money and beautify the place, and then I'm retiring.
Okay.
Okay, that's my plan.
Okay.
Okay, but
Listen, Public Works
You
is,
can't, the thing is, you can't, especially these are little kids, you've got to take care of those fields. If you don't take care of those fields, then yeah, we've had to spend thousands and thousands of dollars that we raised ourselves to get that infield. Like this year, we spent between the minor league field and the major league field, we spent about $20,000 that we had in surplus from fundraisers that we had to get those fields ready for the kids. I mean, you can't, you wouldn't do it with Payton. Payton gets whatever they want down there. It should be the same for the
league. That's really not true.
Well, I mean,
because this,
the
thing is, look, all that side is, I see this.
I'm just going to cut to the chase.
Here's what I mean.
You have Payton's budget, folks. You're not going to see anything in there that resembles fluff. You will not. Okay. I know that. Listen, we had to resurface our mound. It cost $4,500. You want to know what a new mound costs? Over 20. All right. So we get $10,000
but don't
a year.
That happen. Huh? When things like that happen, you've got to fix them.
No, Ken,
if you don't fix the mound, then you can't play on that field.
Ken, we did it.
We're covering a lot of ground here. Can we focus on the meeting at hand? It was a simple question, Mr. Garfalo asked.
To echo what Mr. Kelleher said, I mean, it doesn't sound like there's an agreement. Because you're increasing the expenditure of the city side after the budget was passed. So
we decided this. No, we decided this months ago.
Okay, but the stipends going to Little League and Pop Warner going to stay the same, or are they going to be different? Like, what is
They are the same.
But the city now is taking on more expenditure.
Listen, I just said that we're eliminating
the building. Why should the Little League or Pop Warner have to pay for it?
Well, with all due respect, that's not a deal that two staff members could cut. That's a policy decision that should be made by this board and or by the Board of Aldermen, because it's adjusting these things.
There is no adjustment. There is no adjustment. Listen, there's parts of the budget, building and field supplies. I have two line items that are the horses for the Parks and Rec budget. They're 25,000 and 22. Okay, for the year. Those monies are where my participation in projects at the Little League complex, that's where those monies come from, and they have for 25 years. All right, they don't come from the stipend. They get the stipend 100%. They have to give me invoices that represent what we want to pay for. He knows what they are, okay? Pop Warner knows what we pay for. We pay for playing the game, okay? We pay for uniforms, umpires. We pay for playing the game, equipment, things such as that. The extra participation from Parks and Rec through me comes from those other line items, building and field supplies and maintenance, okay? That's where if I'm doing okay in those line items, they get money if there's a project that they want to do and I could participate in it. I can't always, and I don't always. I only do when I can.
Yeah, listen,
you want to look up Parks and Rec budget for the next 30 years? Go ahead. You think we've overspent ever? Never. 33 for 33, I'll tell you. Okay? Call it what you want, but 33 for 33. All right, so we're good. I'm going to get through this, and then we'll have information to talk about next year. If we're all around, we'll have information to talk about next year. But I don't have that right now.
Right,
so and I'm not worried. I'm worried a little bit about taking on this responsibility, but I'm really not. With the kind of crap story that has been happening in the community center with the expenses for what I'm dealing with the lack of money, trust me, I'm gonna in my report, I'm gonna tell you about the pool that second time this year, and I'll say it now because we're talking about this stuff, second time this year, we have repairs that are more than $10,000. Second time this year. All right. And it's cold today. And everybody that comes in, wow, you know, wow, 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 wow. Believe me, it's a pain, a real pain. And we never have, I have $25,000 in repairs in the maintenance repair budget. I'm down to 18, 2 weeks into the budget. 2 weeks. All right. And let me tell you something. This is not new to me. And if you want to see my track record, look it up. All right. Do I come to the finish line and I finish strong? Yes, I do. It's on record. Look it up. And we will again. And next year, maybe we say Little League needs 8,000 or 10,000 instead of 8. Pop Warner needs 8 instead of 6. But that was not possible this year. All right. Our finance director and me sat down long enough to make this budget, and we're gonna work it. All right. But that was the request. Zero increase. I'm a team player too, by the way. I make things okay. All right. I don't cry about it. I'm crying now, sorry, but I'll make it okay. And that's the deal. And Public Works took over the maintenance of the field. And you know what, Ken? How did it go?
It went okay.
Okay, that's good. We'll leave it right at that.
Yeah.
It went fine because I would hear about it. Trust me, you know that. We did pretty good. They have dedicated themselves to that facility because me and the new director, Mike, my friend, organized that.
And they took care of it.
And made sure of it. And that's, listen, that's a big nut right there. Our guys are doing it. And that's enough of that, I think, unless anybody has any further questions. But
Mark, did that answer your question?
Probably not.
No, but
not gonna let.
But there's no point. It's already painful enough 30 minutes, so I'm good.
Okay. Anybody else from the public wish to speak? If so, please make sure you're not on mute. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, we'll move on. Correspondence. Do we have any correspondence, Dennis?
No.
Okay.
Me?
Yep.
Okay. So you have my update and report that I give to the Board of Aldermen. So I'll go in sequence with that. We have a development at our turf field. A few weeks back, maybe a month or so, we had a real kind of nasty rainstorm that resulted with us having all kinds of debris over our fields up at Ryan Complex. They came from the trees. They came from running water. It was a mess, okay? But it was a mess that you would think could be just you clean it up, okay? So in our when we started to do that, we came across an area in the south end of the football field, soccer field, where the end zone, which is in red in color, the fibers in the rug were just coming out. Okay. When I'm talking to AstroTurf about it, which, you know, they know all about it. It was like the field was going bald. Okay. I mean, you can't see anything. All right. But what happened was we put our machine, our groomer machine, on the field because of all that debris. And he started right there across from those garages that are up there. And the fibers were lifting right off the field. So he stopped that immediately, and we knew that we had a problem. Okay, this is not ordinary. AstroTurf doesn't think the water had anything to do with it, to be honest with you. So I don't know about that. They're scheduling a visit. We sent them footage Our case has been sent to their warranty claim division, who is going to exercise a visit, and we'll go from there. But that's a problem, and that's got to be rectified. But that's, we're on it. I don't have a date of when they're reporting to the field yet. I spoke with this Brian Moore from AstroTurf in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I spoke with him again today. So that date will be soon, but that's what's going on there. Okay, that's that. I talk about Little League. You don't need any more about that. They won that tournament. They're playing in Maine. I wanted to mention that. I really didn't know that it was going on until they won it. So I have to admit that. I say something here about Pop Warner. Pop Warner is working hard. They're recruiting players, and I really don't think it's going that easily, to be honest with you. So it's a tough chore, and we hope for the best. I did make a presentation to them to practice after school with their middle school age kids, because I personally believe in our city today. Today, kids, when they leave school, they go home at 3 o'clock. They're not coming out at 6 o'clock, not like it used to be. There's reasons why. I mean, you could understand many reasons why, but that's what I find. I find when they go home and then Pop Warner practices at 6 p.m., you know, Little League 5:30, whatever, kids aren't making it. And they're not all the kids, but there is some kids that for some reason, whether it's supervision at home or whatever, they don't make it back. And I thought, for the football situation, if we could take them right out of middle school and practice right then and there, we could have half a dozen more kids. And really kind of like that would be like a 14 to 20 deal, okay? That goes from no to yes, all right? They haven't grasped onto that concept. I'm a little bit happy that they decided not to, a little bit, because I don't know how I was gonna pull it off, but I was gonna. It was going to involve the high school coaches, because we were going to ask that Pop Warner run the same plays, run the same defenses, do everything that the high school does. And they would practice at the Picnic Grove, and they would be near the high school football team. They can't practice with them, obviously. We all know that. But they would have been intertwined. And don't think it's going to happen. But I did make that presentation to Pop Warner. And that's what I believe. I believe that. And listen, I do youth basketball. And I'm telling you, our numbers are horrible. If, thank God we play with Aunt Sonia, because otherwise we would have nobody to play. And that the numbers are that way, Kenny, everywhere. For every program that we have in this town. And it's not just unique to Derby either. Aunt Sonia struggles too in certain things.
Being small is what kills us.
Yeah. Well, listen, they're not there. Okay. We got new basketball hoops for Coon Hollow basketball courts. We got that with Capital Money. I found out, once we examined everything that needs to be done up there, it's going to take a lot more than what we had. And I asked for $8,000, I think. And we bought hoops. They were $6,700. Eddie McManus said he would put them in for us, and he's really good about it, but he's very busy too. But the rest of that court, the rest of that court probably needs $25,000 worth of improvements, all right? Because the surface is not okay. and it needs to be repainted. And we got what we could get, and we'll put in the new hoops because the other ones are 25 to 30 years old, and they're dilapidated, and we need to replace that, and we need to do that first. But then hopefully we can work on the surface and the improvement up there. Listen, that area in Derby is an awesome playground. Jen knows what I'm talking about. The occupation of participants in Coon Hollow Ryan Field complex is extraordinary in this town. If you want to see, find out where kids are, you could go there. All right. And that's what Parks and Recreation is about. That entire facility, if you were to start at the basketball courts and go down to the baseball field, that whole area is very heavily used for what we want people to be doing. At least I do. And in improving that basketball court for that amount of money, in my opinion, is a no-brainer. Okay. I mean, we still have 20 to 30 guys up there playing every night. We bought new lights because seven out of eight were out. We haven't done a damn thing since before COVID. Okay. And maybe that's my fault, but it's not like there's been money for it either. But in having that place close to 100% for occupation for the activities, I don't know. It's a no-brainer to me. And it's not that expensive. And the value that you get out of it is tremendous, in my opinion. Okay. I talked about the pool. We got major headaches with this pool, and they don't stop. We probably didn't make $6,000 to $8,000 with swim lessons because of the pool being not available. We went through a month and a half in November where it was freezing cold. Our revenue from swim lessons could be $60,000 a year. That's what it could be. And that would pay for our improvements. But not, if the pool's down, we don't make that money either. So we lost out on probably $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 from swim lessons because of the pool maintenance. Another reason why our income was a little lower was last year we made $15,500 off of Ole Soccer. Ole is the business. They rented our field. Whatever 15 times, I think it's 10 times because it's 1500 each time. So they rented the field 10 times last year. This year, four. Now they reorganized with another group, and they're Ole slash somebody else. And that other group apparently had facilities, so they're not here that much. They'll be back, by the way, and they still are here, but not the way they were last year. So we're down $10,000 just from them. And that's why we only made 83,000 instead of over 100 between the pool and the soccer programs that we had last year. Because we made.
That money doesn't go back into your programs, then.
No, no
Well,
chance.
that's where the mistake is.
Well, it's not
I mean,
going
it's
to.
your programs. Why can't they put the money back?
It ain't going to happen again. I mean, I'm done, are you? I'm done with that.
We've been
My
arguing for
next
that for
move is the
years.
rocket chair. I'm done with it.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You're begging and borrowing and you know, from what Mark is saying, and they're not letting you keep any of that money. It's ridiculous.
Well, what we really want is to put it into a fund for improvements to the field.
Because they're going to need to be resurfaced in
Where are they
less
doing
than 10
that?
years.
No,
At
least
least. No. I
no,
mean,
no,
but if
no.
the, but you can't. That money goes into the budget. That 100 or 80 or 60 or whatever is in this 252 plus the 75.
Yeah, but it wasn't always. It wasn't always, and it wasn't always. Okay, last year. Now I spoke with Brian Hall, and said we made over 100,000 last year. Okay, and it seemed to me that he was budgeting the 100,000. I said, that's a crapshoot. I'm not sure we're going to make that money. And you know what? The soccer team flew to Coops mostly. The soccer program, they went down, they gave us 15,500 last year, and this year it was 6,300.
Just an aside, Dennis, are they still running the youth program for us?
Ole?
No. No. They're not. But that's that. And I don't even know how I got onto.
Well, no, but the fluctuation in income, your budget didn't go down because of that, because they're not penalizing you either for that.
Well, why would they? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
no, I don't think they should, but I'm just saying.
But listen, I'm going to tell you, this is what it was. Because if I made 80,000 5 years ago, if I made $80,000, which I didn't 5 years ago, but if I did, the budget, what they would do for the budget is put in 40. They wouldn't put in 80. This year, I think Brian said budgeted the whole amount. And I'm like, how do you know we're going to do that?
That on the income side.
Yeah.
But your expenses, it doesn't impact your expense side.
I don't think our budget has gone up since I've been on this board. I mean, it has because of the Peyton, but the rest of it has remained zero.
We were going through, we got some things going on with our computer stuff. And we went into the computer today because we had a little problem with somebody. And we found the 2019 budget the same.
Right. I was going to say, since I've been on the board, it has not gone up a penny. We may have moved money around, but it hasn't, it hasn't gone up.
Yeah.
And what is the rate of inflation since then?
Okay. All right. So that's about the money. And in front of you, you have the budget for this year. I'm not going to go through it. If you want to look at what's what and ask any questions, I'd be happy to attempt to answer. So normally, or what's been happening, is when you see items in this budget that are like a 1,000 or 1,500, those are like safety amounts, okay? Where we may not need that money in a given year. That's why it's only $1,000. But at the end of this year, I had to scour both these budgets and take a lot of monies from many line items and pump them into building supplies and repairs and maintenance. Even though repairs and maintenance is my biggest budget at 25,000, I needed 40. And I'm going to do it again. But that's going to have to happen again because it's 25 again. And we'll do the same thing. So if I got $1,000 for the garages and I, nothing happens with them, then that $1,000's coming over. And I'll pick apart the budget next April, if I'm still here, and find a way to get through the year. And that's what I do every year, by the way. If there's any questions. If there isn't, that's it for me, John.
Okay. Just have you heard anything? I know we sent it to the Board of Aldermen. Have you heard anything on the renaming of the soccer field?
No, it's not on the agenda, Karen. We decided that.
We voted on that.
We voted on that. So it's just the
naming committee has to get together. So we're trying to get a date.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of different people.
We satisfied.
Yeah, I know that, but I was just wondering because I've been getting phone calls on it, so I don't want to give them some type of answer.
It is in process. It's
okay.
In process.
Thank you.
That's why I didn't make the agenda, John, because we satisfied our portion of it.
Right.
And I meant to talk about that. Sorry.
No problem. Anything else, Dennis?
That's it.
All right, so we are midsummer at this point. Hard to believe we're already midsummer with football starting up again on August 14th. But just a recap on the end of spring, both softball and baseball ended at 7-13. Baseball qualified for the state tournament, went up to Chippewa Valley, lost 5-0, but they were able to qualify under CIAC. Baseball fills the bracket where softball does not, so they miss the tournament by one game. Track was successful again this year. Went on to just get edged out for runner-up at both NVLs and states for the boys. They placed third at both of those. We ended up with three state champions for the boys and two runners-up for the girls for outdoor track as well. Right now, we're continuing what started last year under the CIAC with allowing summer practices 2 days a week for 2 hours with the high school coaches. There was a schedule set up that was able to start on June 16th and run through August. August 9th is the last day that's allowed. Dennis has the schedule. It is running through Park and Rec again this year like it was last year. The volleyball team and football team, cross country teams are the most active with it. Baseball has been doing a few days a week. But again, a lot of the boys, you know, this time of year is hard to get everyone there because of traveling. Girls basketball has been trying as well. And football started on Monday, last Monday. So they go, they start their OTAs, which is non-contact, on August 14th, and then everyone starts practice on August 18th, and the fields will be completely alive again. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I've been working with Dennis on just a few things in the field house, just repairs on the ice machine, as well as the lights still in the girls' softball locker room in the bathroom area since the flood have not been working. Those are the two things that inside the building that we've been working on. And then outside, he's working on the turf. Our biggest issue in the spring was obviously the baseball mound. We finally got that taken care of. That was a very lengthy process. So we're in a good position at the moment. There have been some suggestions. I know there's no money in anyone's budget at this point, but there have been some suggestions for up at Payton as far as keeping balls in the ballpark a little more. We spend right now over $2,000 on baseballs a year at the high school level. That's a huge chunk of, they don't have much to use for supplies because it's going straight to baseballs. Most teams get about 10 dozen baseballs every year. Currently we're getting 20. We used 19 and a half dozen baseballs last year for 10 games because they go, as soon as they leave that defense area, they go right up into the rocks and then they're absolutely useless. So they go up and get them and use them for practice balls later. But if they hit the roof, useless. They hit the cement, useless. So there's been questions and suggestions of maybe putting like an overhang there, a I'm assuming that's very costly and obviously not in the budget, but something that people have requested and suggested, as well as putting up some netting along the right field line as well for the bleachers on the baseball uses that as their home side, the first side, first base side, and people that sit over there when those balls come. If you're not, I know you want them to pay attention, but if you're not paying attention, there's little kids that play over there and run around over there. A lot of them come really close and slam on the bleachers. So they've also requested things of that nature as well. Just wanted it on the record. I know there's really no money for it, but those have both been things that have been brought up for.
How about netting similar to what they have for the home runs?
Yeah, that's what they're looking for. It's just something to put over there, or even just something to go from fence to the fence that's up top where the rocks are, just to kind of cover that area, just that there's not any injuries to anyone sitting over in that area. But those are the main things that have been requested over the last spring season that, I mean, I don't have money in my budget, and obviously Dennis doesn't have money in his. So, but I just wanted it on the record that people have suggested both of those updates. Does anyone have any questions for me?
Hearing none.
Thank you.
All right. New and other business? Hearing none.
Hold on. Oh. I'd like to submit my letter of resignation, effective tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I wish everybody a good luck.
We will miss you. And thank you for your time and efforts. Should also submit it to the mayor.
It's already been to the mayor.
Okay.
And Mr. Garofalo.
All right. Thank you. All right. Adjournment.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Thank you, Heather.
Let's note the time, please.
Adjournment is at 8 p.m.
You have a number for that, Brian Moore, that you're talking about?
Yeah.